having their 44th rescheduled summit was supposed to have been held last year, but that it was rescheduled for 28-29 here in Yamoussoukro, the political capital of Cote d'Ivoire. On the menu, a variety of things on their plate. One, this the economic partnership agreement that has we have been discussing with the EU to create a free trade area for both regions that has been going on for 10-12 years. Two, the issue of maritime security. Three, the election of a new chairman to replace President of Cote d'Ivoire, President Ouattara, who will be handing over after two consecutive years in office, after a very fruitful, illustrious, and successful leadership of the community.
Some West Africans have expressed concern that the EU-West African agreement might not necessarily be beneficial to member countries in the area as well as their citizens. Will heads of state look at this, and will they come up with solutions to allay the concerns of these citizens of West Africa?
There's a recommendation that came that originated from the regional experts and their counterparts from the EU, and which has moved on to different levels, at the level of the community, the level of the Ministerial Monitoring Committee, which has direct responsibility for that process, and which has moved on to the Council of Ministers, and the recommendation is coming to the heads of state for consideration. Understandably, the discussions have been, because they have been protracted, there have been a variety of perspectives. But I can assure you that negotiations that are going on the basis of the assessment of what is best for member states, because member states are active in the process and they know what is best for them. And whatever decision that will come out of the summit on Saturday, you can be sure that it will be to the best interest of the region and the best interest of the member states.
Will the issue of the election in Guinea-Bissau be discussed by these leaders?
Indeed, as part of a review of the security situation in the region, the process, the ongoing process that for elections in Guinea-Bissau next month will also be discussed to see how that will go on. If you recall, last year at the extraordinary summit of regional leaders, member states in Dakar, member states pledged some 20 million or so, of which 14 or so have been redeemed to support Guinea-Bissau to make sure that they have an election that is transparent, that is free and fair, that meets the standards for our democratic governance, and that will enable Guinea-Bissau to turn a new leaf in their process, the process of ensuring stable governance in their country.
What about the issue of maritime security, as well as the issue or concerns about drug trafficking in some West African countries?
Yeah, the issue of maritime security, of course. Increasingly, West Africa has become a center for piracy and maritime-related issues. And then on that basis, member states have been working to see how they can resolve it, both bilaterally and with the foreign partners. And, of course, there will be a brief as to what we have done within the context of that. If you recall, it was the UN did say that, did encourage West Africa and Central Africa, since they are contiguous communities, to work together to address the issues of maritime security in both zones. And on that basis, we had the summit of West and Central African leaders last year in Yaoundé, where three basic documents were signed in order to support this this process of ensuring that we have a safer and more secure maritime zone. That will also, heads of state will also be briefed on that, as well as you said, on the issue of drug trafficking, for which we have a plan of action, and which we are now putting into action, which we are now operationalizing to make sure that it addresses the key issues that turned West Africa at one point into a transit zone for drugs into Europe mostly. We are trying to see how we can operationalize that document to make sure that we arrest that trend. And then we don't become a transit point, and we don't indeed become any reference point for drugs trafficking, whether to Europe or to anywhere else for that matter.